The made-for-TV movie The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman is now on DVD. The movie first aired on U.S. television 30 years ago and was one of the earliest and best-told depictions of the African-American experience. It tells the story of an extraordinary woman whose life spans 110 years, from slavery to the Civil Rights Movement.
I'm writing a feature story.
A what? Is this for radio? I'm going to be on television. Dad Sullivan Show.
Oh, ma'am, it's for a magazine from New York.
Oh, you won't know how come I live so long.
Well, I'd like to hear whatever you have to say.
About what?
I understand you were a slave.
Lots of peoples were slaves.
Well, yes, but you're still alive.
Just about.
That's Cecily Tyson playing Miss Jane Pittman. Michael Murphy, by the way, as the reporter. Ernest Gaines wrote the celebrated novel on which the movie is based. The story is set in his home state of Louisiana. Mr. Gaines joins us from member station WRKF in Baton Rouge. And Mr. Gaines, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
What's it like to hear that again?
Oh, what to listen to a part of Cicely's speech?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. After 30 years, the old girl is still kicking, so it's good to hear.
Yeah. Now, there were reports that the character of Jane Pittman was inspired by your Aunt Augustine Jefferson?
Mm. I've been told that by many interviewers since I wrote the book and published in 71.
Well, add me to one more. I'm sorry. That's how these things get started. Yeah.
Well, my aunt, who raised me, was crippled. She never walked a day in her life. She crawled over the floor all the time. And the people used to come to our house because she could not go to theirs and talk to her all the time. In the summer, they would sit out on the porch talking. In the winter, they'd sit around the fireplace inside talking. And what I was trying to do was to write a story about what they could have been talking about. The story would not be about my aunt, but I think I would use my aunt's great moral strength for Miss Jane. But Miss Jane is not my aunt, neither is she a composite of people. I just want to write a story about a simple little lady who came through slavery and survived another 100 years.
You were born on River Lake Plantation in Pointe Coupee Parish.
Yes, I was born on a plantation, and at that time, sugar cane was the dominant crop, but there was also cotton and corn and soybeans, stuff like that. My mother and stepfather and father all worked in these fields. I went to that field myself when I was about 8 years old, but to pick up Irish potatoes and to pick cotton and stuff like that. And that was my, background that I could put into the novel, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman.
Who owned that plantation when you were a youngster, Mr. Gaines?
Well, there were about four different brothers who owned that plantation, and it is still owned by members of the family, descendants. My wife Diane and I bought 6 acres of the land, and we have built a very wonderful home there. So the front porch faces the river, the back porch faces the field and the cemetery where my ancestors are buried.
I've been told that you bought the church that you were taught in.
We got the church. We didn't have to buy it. We brought it. Was given over to us, the same church where I'd gone attended school, because there's no school there for me on that plantation. So we all attended the school in the church. And then on weekends, of course, the older people, this where the older people worshipped. But for about 5.5 months out of the year, yes, that was my school.
Where is the church now?
The church is on the property. We brought it over and set it up and did a lot of renovation because it was falling apart.
But Mr. Gaines, what is it like to buy 6 acres of the plantation you remember picking cotton and potatoes on as a boy, and by the church that you went to school in, and put it on your own property?
It is. It's a wonderful feeling, because my people there never owned anything, and I'm proud of having the chance of getting this property. And I tell my wife and I tell friends and tell my family that it is not for me. I'm only the caretaker there. It is for those people who never had anything in their lives. My aunt, Augustine Jefferson, and all my ancestors. I think about 5 generations of are buried in this cemetery. not very far from the church. So those 6 acres really belong to them. I'm only their caretaker.
I gather from going over your biography, you certainly have lived or spent time in other places around the world. What keeps bringing you back to Pointe Coupee Parish? And
well, you know, I spent most of my life in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I went there when I was 15 years old, and I had to go there because there was no high school for me in Pointe Coupee Parish, or no libraries or anything. So my folks had gone to California during the wars for work and more opportunities. So when I graduated from a little local school, they sent me a train ticket and to join them. But only the body went to California. The soul stayed and remained in Louisiana.
30 years after millions of Americans saw Miss Jane Pittman on screen, and mm-hmm. and God willing, a significant number of them bought your book too.
Yep.
Is this story still something that's pertinent and something that can inform and elucidate people's lives today?
I'm constantly asked about, brought into schools and to talk about these things. But it's not only about the hard time of African Americans in this country, but the strength that they had in order to survive. And it's in order to make me the person I am today, being raised by a lady crippled to crawl over the floor but could cook for us and wash our clothes. And these are the things I'd like to talk about to those students who do not understand the life of someone like Miss Jane Pittman.
Mr. Gaines, may I ask, are you growing anything on any part of your 6 acres?
We have a lot of flowers. My wife, Diane, likes to put up flowers. And I think we have a little piece of property for our garden. A vegetable garden. Yes, we are growing things on the property. We don't have any cotton there, but sugar cane. But I can always look out of my window and I can see all the sugar cane I'd want to see.
Mr. Gaines, it's been very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Ernest Gaines speaking with us from member station WRKF in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Of course, he wrote the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, and the movie based on his novel has just been released on DVD. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.